up, guys? Welcome back. This is volume two of The Best of Brexit.
All right, my man, Tish, what are you doing, dude?
I'm introducing a podcast, Merce.
Yeah, totes on fleek.
Yeah, it's about Brexit, because that's the thing that really helps my self-satisfaction ratings.
Absolute-orama. Stay out of housing. You've made a right mess of that.
That's your brief.
And health. And broadband. Oh, and climate action.
Well,
and the farmers, they're not too happy with you either, dude.
All right, okay. This is a Brexit podcast, Merce. The Best Sketches, volume two.
Yeah, Brexit is like a maze ball for you. I mean, just standing next to Boris Johnson makes you look like a statesman.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't be hard, since he looks like a batch loaf peeking out of a pile of crumpled suits left on the floor of a charity shop.
Anyway, my personal hour of glory came in November 2018, yeah, when the withdrawal agreement was finally agreed between the EU and Theresa May.
Wow.
It was so good for me. It was like a Kylie letter on steroids. Not that I ever needed steroids to look so ripped.
You absolute beast.
And so we can finally say it, Brexit deal reached, a phrase that once seemed less likely than Tommy Robinson knighted or Apple Pay taxes. Still, the Brexit deal had the lifespan of a mayfly, hashtag ironic. Preparing for the negative reaction to one of the worst deals in history, PM bot Theresa May decided to go full Noel Edmonds.
It's deal or no deal, my Brexit or no Brexit. Which box would you like to open next?
And trying to rain on Theresa's house party was her very own Mr. Blobby.
Yeah, this is a terrible deal. Have I read it? No, of course not. It's 585 pages long. 50 Shades of Grey was only 514. I didn't read that either, but I did watch the porn parody on RedTube. And just like after watching that film, 5 stars by the way, I stand quasi-upright and ready to lead this country as its greatest and last Prime Minister, Wang Wang Piffle Quavers. We shall stay the Brexit course. Britain, keep a firm hold of your Johnson. Yeah, 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 yeah.
But it's not just bumbling cliches like Boris Johnson who have condemned the deal. There's also the Scottish Parliament.
See those people there? They should be deep fried in butter. That's all they're good for.
The entirety of London.
Are you having a bloody laugh now, mate?
And, of course, Arlene Foster of the DUP.
We would rather burn Ulster to the ground than allow unfettered access to a huge single market and attract foreign investment.
So Scotland wants but can't get what the Northern Ireland doesn't want but gets. Well done, Britain. Mrs. May's cabinet did the only thing it does best and resigned en masse. Dominic Raab, a.k.a. Raab C. Brexit, left the spotlight quicker than a cabaret comedian who's just been Me Too'd.
As Brexit Secretary, responsible for negotiating this deal, the contents of it shocked me to my core. I cannot, in good conscience, support the deal that I negotiated and will be calling for my own resignation immediately so I can run for Prime Minister to fight the deal that I just agreed.
In a desperate attempt to save her leadership, Prime Minister May held a press conference. It did not go well.
Prime Minister!
Do the British people like this deal? No. Do I like this deal? No. Did it get what any of us wanted? No. So instead I'll just say some catchphrases. Take our borders back. European Court of Justice. End free movement. Question?
Tommy Cockney, the Sun. Mrs. May, who will be your next Brexit Secretary?
He will be, strong and stable. Strong and stable.
Oh no!
Strong
She's
stable.
Crashed!
Can someone just turn her on and off again?
I think I found the plug!
Please don't turn me on again! Leave me to die!
We have to leave that press conference there. We have to go live to breaking news now. Michael Gove is giving a speech across London.
Okay, first of all, I would like to say I've accepted this enormous honour to become the Brexit Secretary. But now, with a heavy heart, I'm afraid I must announce that I have to resign. Thank you. No questions.
There you have it. Britain voted for something, got something else, can't go back, won't go back. No one has barely noticed that Theresa Maybot has made the first decision in her life. They say it's worse than staying in, but no one has a better way of getting out. Britain is going to starve, like the Spice Girls preparing for the reunion, and the Empire enters a new year with pieces of it falling off, much like the Spice Girls. Nobody wanted it, it's worse than it was before, and now we have to accept it. Spice up your life. Hugh Edwards, standing outside Parliament, but secretly burying gold for the approaching apocalypse, BBC News.
Alright, sup guys? Toast Fab EU Summit this week. I stood next to Macron, so I looked 7 feet tall. And Merkel, our emperor, partner, gave me some great advice, questions.
Monsieur Prime Minister, can I...
Please, cool it with the formalities. Just call me Ledgebag.
Monsieur Ledgebag, how are you going to deal with the British issue?
Well, I presume you're referring to the biggest British issue, which is what to do when Prince Harry and Meghan come to Ireland in June.
No.
Last time Meghan Markle was in Dublin, she ended up in... diocese.
Monsieur...
So I'll do all I can to ensure a tragedy of that magnitude never happens again.
So...
My spin unit is already working overtime on Operation Selfies with the Royals.
No, I meant the issue of Brexit and the border.
Oh, they were all speaking European together and I just stared awkwardly into space, but they gave me a thumbs up, which I took as a cast iron guarantee.
What,
pretty cool.
What specific guarantee did he give?
How come you can't just be like all the Irish political reporters who fawn and salivate over me?
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
We don't have a legal treaty or anything yet, but we have words in press conferences from big name peeps. It's cool, so just chillax.
Actually, once they got Leo to leave the room, the EU leaders fell around the place laughing at Irish demands.
Do you guys hear something? Sounds like beige, if beige had a sound.
It's me, Simon Coveney. Once you left the room, they didn't notice I was still there because they hung their jackets on me.
There it goes again. Can you guys hear that?
No.
Anyway, I heard everything. They're just using the border to bash the Brits. Once they get the deal they want, they let Boris Johnson fill the border counties with concrete.
I think it's just a distant car alarm. Probably a Skoda Octavia or some other similarly generic car with no distinctive features.
I am a real person.
Taoiseach, how will you negotiate with the British government?
Well, I'll be trolling them like a boss, because nothing gets my self-satisfaction rating hitting 30% quite like when I slap down some Tory and then get slammed by the sun.
When do you think you'll get the assurances on the border in a document that means anything?
Hey, these assurances are real, just like our plans to dig up 20 kilometres of Dublin for a metro by 2037.
I think it's 2027, Taoiseach.
Whatevs, I'll be working for Zuckerberg by then. As if I'm not already, lol. Anyway, I need to go before someone asks me a hard question, like if I stand for anything meaningful. Sorry guys, I have to go text Barry Egan about my electric picnic plans. Ciao for now, dudes.
You join me today in the most historical day in historical history. Hark, let the herald angels sing, for lo, I'm here at the Northern Ireland border, just south of Newry, the closest I can get while not having to pay an RTÉ cameraman overtime. So what now for the Brexit deal? First, I spoke to DUP leader Arlene Foster and walking unionist cliché Sammy Wilson. They said words, and those words said it all.
Our position is very clear. Ulster says no.
Oh, we will not have the Papist Free State Gaelic-speaking Fenian LGBT government ruling us from Dublin.
No to a border down the Irish Sea.
Right.
We enjoy that Queen's-given breeze from Sellafield wafting toxically in our faces.
Yeah. But the draft agreement says there will be no border in the Irish Sea.
Customs checks will interfere with our free trade with the mainland, leading to possible shortages in vital unionist products like tenants,
yes.
HB brown sauce, goat skins from lambeg drums, and erectile dysfunction.
That's the orange man's way.
But Northern Ireland's main trading partner is the South.
Free State, Irish, Sinn Féin, SDLP, GCSE, B&Q lies.
Northern Ireland has over 300 million in exports a year.
Yeah.
That doesn't go to the Free State.
No.
His name is Rory McIlroy.
Ulster says Neil.
Oh.
Is that Fenian talk out of you, Sammy?
I mean, no.
Are you learning Irish to get a Free State passport again, Sammy?
How dare you? It's foolum.
Sammy, don't crit you.
Oh. Oh.
Next, I talked to Sinn Féin president and woman who was unhappy with two different governments at the same time, Mary Lou McDonald.
But first of all, I'd like to say Brexit is a disaster.
Who is that behind
you? And the language being used by the GUP on this... is restless. Reckless. It's incredibly reckless. The only insurance policy we have is the bus stop. The backstop. And anyway, the person who's the worst is the Taoiseach. It's a disgrace that it looks like he'll be the one to bring about a united Ireland. I mean, smug much? It's the pits. You can shut up now. If you'd excuse me, I have to go on friend.
It was there that my story came to a close. And also because my cameraman kept getting more and more grumpy after I made him work 45 minutes on the trot. So I asked a passing farmer what his thoughts were in the backstop to the backstop to the backstop. He looked at me, and that look said it all. I really shouldn't be on his land without permission. Tommy Gorman, Drogheda A&E, RTÉ News.
And now-
Now on the BBC, in this time of humiliation and despair, we roll out 80% more David Attenborough, because the only person who actually cares about our future is a 93-year-old man. One is only fully prepared to countenance the mess Britain is in today if you've seen an orangutan take a long, laborious shit in the jungle. I take you now to December 2018, when the Conservative Party's 1922 committee tried and failed to oust Theresa May. There's even a nod here to Blade Runner, which I find rather fucking brilliant.
She's been hacked by the Russians!
I believe in strong and stable leadership,
shame,
ensuring nowhere and no one in Britain is left behind. Left behind! Left behind!
She's broken down again!
Shh! I've seen things you people wouldn't believe.
God.
Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. Sea beams at the Tannhauser Gate. All these things would be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
She's gone!
Yay!
Let Boris be the Prime Minister!
Yay!
Thank you, chums! I shall be the Prime Minister of your dreams!
Yay!
I shall fight them on the land grand!
Yay!
And on the what do you call
Boris
them?
Boris will renegotiate the deal!
He's
got 6 weeks!
Work through Christmas, Boris!
Yay! Work through!
Yay!
And steady on, let's not be too hasty!
Is he trying to stall Brexit? Traitor!
No,
steady on, Boris is the one!
Yes, I am, yes, I am.
He'll sit down and reason with the DUP!
Yeah. Ooh, good quavers! Those chaps! Tempers bigot!
Boris will bring back control!
Yeah.
He will rescue our fisheries!
Now,
kill the backstop!
Well,
and the divorce payments!
Chaps! Why not see if we can charge the May boss back up?
Yeah.
Fresh batteries, perhaps?
What?
I have to go! I have a Tinder surprise to give a good British scene to!
Wah, yeah! Quavers!
Switch the Prime Minister back on.
Please scan your first item.
Mr. Gove, do not climb on the Prime Minister's knee.
Unexpected item in the bagging area. Welcome back. I'm joined now by the tarnisher Simon Cope. Oh, he seems to have left.
No, I'm still here.
Where?
You're looking straight at me, like?
Right. Also in studio and striking a festive note, it has to be said, Tiny Tim!
Marion, I am the leader of the Labour Party and I deserve to be treated with...
So, Merchant Prince Coverty, a no deal Brexit now looking more likely.
Yeah.
How prepared is Ireland?
Oh, well, we've been planning for a no deal Brexit for quite some time now, Marion.
How long?
Oh, some time.
Since... Since when, Tornister?
Tuesday, I think it might have been.
Right. Well prepared, so.
Marion, the Dutch have had a plan in place for over a year now, and Norway have been ready for Brexit since 1973.
Well, they've little to be doing there on all those long, boring nights.
And the Fine Gael government, if I could just say.
No, you could not. Oh. But it's a valid point, Tornister. Houses, health, Brexit.
Yeah.
Why are Fine Gael incapable of planning?
Well, we weren't sure. We needed to see which way, you know, like the wind was blowing.
Actually, that was in
what
fact...
What plans are in place, Thornister?
We're going to train up customs officials and some vets in anticipation of myxomatosis or something.
But you're adamant we won't have a hard border. So where will all those customs officers work?
I don't know. Maybe just south of the border.
Dundalk?
Maybe.
The mind is boggled.
Oh.
Not even people from Dundalk want to live in Dundalk.
Mary.
The only things it has going for it are green diesel and despair.
Oh, I don't know.
What other plans are in place for a no-deal chaos?
Well, we're trying to find out where all the old foot-and-mouth mats are, and we still have the salt left over from 2010.
When we ran out.
Yeah.
Still, let's hope duty-free comes back, you know, at least for Malbec and the like.
Oh.
Any plans for iodine tablets, Thornton?
Mister?
I don't know.
Marion, I took my iodine tablets years ago.
Well, that explains a lot.
What?
Now, coming up after the break, we've a roundup of Christmas pantos.
Ooh.
Including the one you're in, I presume, Brendan Howland.
I must object to your insinuation.
Like the future of the Labour Party, it's behind you.
It's very funny. Or is it? I don't know.
Back after this.
Well now, podcasters, we're almost up to date. It's March 2019 in our timeline, just weeks to go before Brexit was supposed to actually happen. But Theresa May was on the back foot for backing the backstop, which the DUP wanted to stop now that they were back. They tried to explain their inexplicable position.
All right. This has been one of the most trying weeks for the DUP in living memory.
Because of the Brexit chaos.
No, because Dairy Girls got a BAFTA nomination.
Convenient disgrace.
Yes.
There's no such thing as Dairy Girls. Oh. It should be called London Dairy Girls.
Yes.
What's next? Will we just let the Free State name everything?
Free State should fit IRA murder gangs.
Rubber bullet.
Mrs. Foster, what will it take for you to back the Brexit deal? Even Jacob Rees-Mogg says he'll vote for it. We are proud to have the support of the Right Honourable Jacob Rees-Mogg,
yes.
Protector of the British Union.
Yeah. And Catholic.
Sorry, what?
Mr. Rees-Mogg, he's a Catholic.
I didn't know he was a...
anyone else know he'd come out of the catechism?
No, he didn't come out. He's always been a Catholic.
Oh. Can we stop saying that word? Sammy Wilson has turned the colour of a flare on a terrace in Linfield. You, the journalist who looks like he hasn't left the members' bar since he graduated from Eton.
Nigel Dodds.
Yes.
The DUP's brinkmanship has brought chaos.
Uh-huh.
What do you say to the people of Britain about your behaviour?
I say, you're welcome.
Sorry?
Chaos is what the DUP does.
Aye.
We did it to the Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
We do it to the whole of Northern Ireland every 20th of July.
Yes.
And now we're doing it to the whole of Britain.
Yes.
Well said, Nigel.
Aren't you concerned that with Northern Ireland worst affected, you might lose support from your voters? Sorry,
who are
what?
You kidding? Our voters never not vote for us.
No.
Who are DUP voters going to switch to? The Alliance Party or the Women's Coalition? Is that still a thing?
Sinn Féin IRA Women's Worcester Sauce Crisp Murder Gangs.
But shouldn't you just honour your promise to support the government and say yes to the deal?
Say yes? Say yes!
No.
The DUP is not the party of consent.
No.
Consent is something Free Staters do as they all hug each other and talk about their LGBTK red lemonade feelings. We did not get to where we are by saying yes.
No.
We got to where we are by saying no.
No,
no to the peace process.
No,
no to Stormont.
No.
No to the majority Ulster Remain vote to stay in the EU.
No
to reducing the fat content of the Ulster fry, which shall always remain six sausages connected to a mainland of fried bacon, never grilled.
Never.
We say no to turning our clocks forward this weekend.
No.
We will keep turning ours back,
yes.
And forever keep Northern Ireland,
yes.
As divided as Alabama circa 1963.
Yes.
And we say no to any more questions.
No.
RT News with Sharon Niviolatron.
Good evening. Theresa May travelled to Brussels by Spitfire this week, looking as tired and lonely as the homeless pigeon lady in Home Alone 2. She had earlier visited Northern Ireland, where every British leader views Belfast with the thinly veiled disappointment of someone who thinks they've won a Jaguar, only to find themselves sitting in a Toyota Yaris. For more on the latest Brexit developments, we're joined by Tony Connolly in Brussels.
Hi.
And Tommy Gorman, inexplicably standing outside in Belfast,
yes.
As though he just loves looking for trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, what now for the backstop boys?
Well, Sharon, clearly Theresa May in difficulty after hearing more refusals to reopen the withdrawal agreement.
Interesting story, Sharon. A young Colleen from Cork works in Theresa May's office.
What?
And her hair hung over her shoulder,
ugh.
Tied up with a black velvet band. Irrelevant segue detected.
Anyway, as I was saying, the text of the protocol on Northern Ireland's borders will have
Arlene
to be...
Arlene Foster went to school with the daughter of a man who once played cricket in a handball alley in
Sligo.
What?
And I think that speaks volumes, Sharon, for the hopes and dreams of those in Northern Ireland.
Bullshit. Levels increasing.
As I was saying, Sharon, Eurocrats in France and Germany are growing very frustrated with people just spouting ludicrous things that are wasting everyone's time on this important issue.
What was interesting to note was Mrs. May's choice of heels as she visited Dublin.
Goodness sake.
Similar in height to the one Bono wears when he's standing next to the Taoiseach. Ugh. A sign, maybe, of solidarity with the Irish people.
I think I'm going to be sick.
And the Cork Colleen, who is a Sunday in every week.
I'm feeling nauseous.
There we leave it. My thanks to Tony Connolly, who has studied Brexit so much he can now be legally declared insane. And
me, Tammy Gorman, who's been Northern editor for nearly 20 years. And I think that speaks for itself.
Thank you. Finally, the producers of Operation Transformation on RTE have apologised to Leo Varadkar after its metabolic scales accidentally revealed the age the Taoiseach will be when the children's hospital finally opens. Mr. Varadkar was reportedly scarlet when the incident occurred on national television. A spokesman refused to be drawn about what age he'll be when broadband reaches Leitrim. That's it for the 9 o'clock news. Shutting down.
Hello, it's you, Edwards, here again. Soon came the hour when the House of Commons seemed to be voting every 5 minutes on the same thing. Theresa May lost 3 votes running. This was about the time that the Commons Speaker, John Bercow, became a global viral hit for things like this.
Order! 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 You, the pepperami in a smoking jacket! Oh wait, that's Jacob Rees-Mogg! Order!
And also for presiding over chaotic debates like this one.
Order! Order! Please be silent while I read out the voting options and their outcomes. Order! Remain rejected. Deal rejected. No deal rejected. Deal or no deal rejected. No Ledmans rejected. Order! Couple of pints and a cheeky Nando's rejected. Send Elton John to give Jean-Claude Juncker a turbo wedgie rejected. Find David Cameron and make him sort out the bloody mess he caused rejected. Narrowly. Order!
So, Parliament fearlessly taking back control there and bravely voting for nothing. The perfect Brexit metaphor. And now what's left of Prime Minister Theresa Maypot is whirring to her feet.
Mr. Speaker, it is clear that while my name is Theresa Maypot, I'm really Theresa Cantbot. I've decided that should this shambles of a house pass my shambles of a Brexit, I will shamble out the door and resign. Yay! But only if my deal is passed.
Order! And if the Prime Minister doesn't pass the deal and you won't resign, what happens then? Stay, but you can't do anything.
Logic, board overload. Error. Shutting down the whole country.
Yeah. Amazing scenes. It appears the Prime Minister would only resign if she can pass her vote, but her vote cannot pass. It's like a riddle wrapped inside an enigma, wrapped inside an absolute disaster. And speaking of disasters, Boris Johnson is standing on his hind legs.
Yeah. Order! Order! Recognise the Right Honourable, well, the Quite Honourable, well, the Vaguely Honourable Member for Uxbridge and South Wankerton, Boris de Pfeffel Johnson!
Yeah. Mr. Speaker, what an announcement for my dear, close, or Right Honourable BFF, Theresa Cantbot. And even though I had spent the last 2 years undermining her constantly and said her deal was a load of cock waffles and baldergump, now that I can smell the possibility of my premiership, I fully support her deal. Let's make Britain great again by making Boris PM. That number 10 bedpost needs some new notches on it. Ding dong, foie, cueva.
LBC Radio.
Nigel Farage.
Welcome back. Now, I'm here to say what I really feel. I'm sick to death of being silenced, and I'm sick of mad political correctness going absolutely mad. This Brexit extension is an absolute disgrace. You're avoiding no deal because you want to save jobs, rescue the economy, not run out of vital medicines. Let me tell you, the plain people of Britain, the plain, tell it as they see it, pint-swilling, fag-smoking, morbidly obese, catastrophic, erectile dysfunction-having people of Britain don't care about jobs or the economy or medication, unless it's free NHS Viagra. They just want Brexit because of sick of foreigners coming in here doing the jobs we don't want to do. And I'm absolutely livid that I'm now going to have to run in the European elections again, win another seat again, get a huge paycheck again, claim gigantic expenses again, and employ my German wife as a secretary again. It's a disgrace.
On behalf of the Republic,
May I say it was an honor to humiliate the British in such a public manner. The French haven't humiliated the British that much since we beat them in World War II. At least I think that's what happened. I was never very good at history. I just slept with my teacher to get A's. And I said to Theresa May, thank you, merci. This opportunity to embarrass the British have finally distracted the French public from the absolute disaster my government has been. Gilets jaunes, economic disparity, Boca bans, all fading away. Now the French have a common goal encore une fois, laughing at the English. Merci beaucoup, mon petit roast beef. God bless your racist country on its never-ending quest to become ever less relevant to the rest of the world. Bon chance, mes amis. Now, here's how the BBC reported one particularly glum night, and a warning that this clip contains more Theresa May and more Boris Johnson, one who has the pallor and sophistication of a mop bucket, and the other a sort of bin man Draco Malfoy. We begin, however, with the reaction of Tory Brexit hardliner and child star of The Omen, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Some have accused me of stabbing my right honourable colleague Mrs. May in the back. That's simply not true. These days I stab her in the front. I stab her real good. Oh, Nanny, I'm tired. Dress me in my PJs.
Elsewhere, Theresa Maybot was sanguine about her defeat.
I absolutely reject the notion that this latest defeat undermines my authority. I haven't had any authority for months.
Do you have a plan, Prime Minister?
Yes, I do. A clear plan. I intend to run the clock down, dragging Britain closer to absolute disaster, in the hope that at the last minute, 300 MPs will suddenly change their tiny minds.
How can you defend your efforts at cozying up to Jeremy Corbyn, Mrs. May?
Error. It looks like you haven't upgraded to the full version of the Theresa May bot app. You'll have to pay £1.79 to continue, or to listen to a 30-second advert.
Meanwhile, despite it being increasingly obvious that Labour have the power to decide the fate of the withdrawal bill, Jeremy Corbyn is none the wiser and had this to weasel.
Let me be clear and low energy. As a proud Trotskyite, it's my policy never to have any power. The Labour Party's policy on Brexit has always been a simple one. We're absolutely for or against Brexit. We are proud to fiddle while the country burns in the hope that after the shambles of Brexit, we might finally win an election through no fault or effort of our own.
The leader of the opposition there, running the country into the wall for political gain. Brilliant. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage oozed out of the woodwork to announce a new party.
Yes, indeed. The people of Britain have had enough. The plain-talking, plain-speaking, red-faced, knock-kneed, pints-willing, coronary-having, plain people up and down Britain are sick of Europe, and it needs to be held to account. Now, Britain, yeah...
Watch out! Don't worry, Brussels will pick up the tab, yeah!
Finally, as Britain yearns over an imagined past, a debate has begun on the legacy of Winston Churchill, on whether he was a heroic racist or a villainous racist. To prevent the discussion becoming too highbrow, Boris Johnson entered the fray.
Although clearly drunk when he garbled a few snafus about European unity, he was a right all-round ledge bag in his day. But was he perfect? No. I'm ashamed to admit it, not once in his entire career did he ever have an extramarital affair. Disgraceful. Ipso chipsticks, tempus quavers.
It's been a stellar recovery for Ireland. Unemployment is at its lowest in over a decade. Rent is nostalgically high. Everyone's forking out €15 for pub sandwiches, and even our crappiest hotels are fully booked. The government has really been doing a fantastic job.
I'm far too modest to say it's all down to me, but it totes is. The good stuff anyway.
But it could all come crashing down. Why?
A complete lack of planning?
No.
The fact that Fine Gael policy means only landlords and tax dodgers have benefited from the recovery?
No, not that either. Everything bad that might happen is the fault of one thing.
Oh no, my Republic of Opportunity is being destroyed by...
Brexit.
Brexit threatens everything. And we mean everything.
A new government report on the possible effects of Brexit.
The Department of Finance issued its warnings.
The SRI is predicting...
The Irish Farmers Association says it could wipe out...
Be afraid.
thousands of job losses.
The complete collapse of farming.
65% spike in the cost of cheese and onion crisp sandwiches.
An extra 12 cent on your West Coast cooler.
35% more Tommy Gorman.
Huge delays in deliveries of Hark.
Brexit's gonna get you.
I think it's very important that rather than prepare for anything, or God forbid, have an election, we keep issuing these scaremongering reports. Lol.
Imagine an Ireland where thousands of customs officers we haven't hired and can't afford are stationed on the border. A desolate region with terrible broadband and mobile coverage, which is also Brexit's fault.
Come on, you're saying a complete lack of government support for anything outside of Facebook is Brexit's fault?
It's definitely going to be Brexit's fault.
The children's hospital?
Brexit.
The housing crisis?
Brexit.
Everything that could potentially go wrong over the next 20 years, whether or not Brexit even happens at all.
What do you think?
Brexit's fault.
Bingo!
What if there is a deal and the backstop gamble paid off?
Then we'll be ledge bags, overs.
Brexit.
The government's Brexit strategy. If it goes wrong, it's the Brits' fault. If it goes well, that's on us. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Good afternoon, it's Jabbo. Yes, the country is so Brexit-obsessed, here you are listening to a podcast that's just about Brexit. Not only has it killed off all the news, it's also a sort of magical dust, really, that you just sprinkle on people like Bertie Tribunals Ahern, and hey presto, they emerge from cupboards as celebrated elder statesmen. Bertie is now Orty's Brexit correspondent, or that's how it feels anyway. Heck, even Phil Water Charges / Household Charges Hogan is an Irish hero nowadays. Not to mention increased sightings of Tony, I made 30 million after Iraq, Blair. Anyway, the Brexit saga is now so long drawn out and its climax so frustrating and disappointing, it's hard not to equate it with the final season of Game of Thrones, which at least reached its conclusion in April.
It's the longest running fantasy series on television. Season after season, there's been no resolution. Along the way, power, betrayal, lies, sex.
Wah, 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 yes indeed, Brexit's been a lot of fun, baby. Tempest, chipsticks, ipso quavers.
From the Iron Throne in Queen's Landing, the leader of the kingdom rallies her allies to face the coming storm.
Kneel before me, for I have a deal. A great deal that will see us safely through the dark days ahead. If you don't agree to my deal, I will kill all your hopes and dreams and dignity, or what's left of them. I will never give up my throne.
But our own small council plots to dethrone their leader, a haunted mannequin who welcomes the misery of Brexit upon the kingdom.
I, for one, welcome the endless night of Brexit, as long as I can profit off the backs of the misery of the common folk and move my investment fund to the rebel Iron Island of Era.
A blonde-haired kingslayer with a golden hand.
Well, yes, yes, indeed, I don't mind waiting around Queen's Landing for my time to shine. Now, someone find the dwarf. I believe he knows where all the brothels are.
In an effort to cling on to her dwindling power, the Queen reaches out to one of her oldest enemies, the King of the North.
North London. Yes, well, everyone thought I died years ago, but my belief in the Red Lady, Labour, has risen me from the dead. Or the 1970s, rather. But now, with such power and influence, I scarcely know what to do with it. So I'll just shamble on like the human crumpled betting slip that I am.
Never before has a single fantasy show rejuvenated the careers of terrible Irish actors who should never have been put in front of a panto crowd, never mind a global TV audience.
Wow, just as well I look so young and handsome. I mostly identify with the hot King Robb Stark from the first three series, because he came to power without an election. As well. Lol.
This show is not for children. Cover their eyes, for from the north they come, an army of the undead. And at the head of the horde, a terrible creature, like something ripped from the pages of ancient history, a dead-eyed dragon.
No to a deal! No to no deal! No to referendum! No to extensions! Extensions! No to a backstop! No to Europe!
Get ready for the last never-ending season. Will anything actually happen this time? Who will finally win the Iron Throne? Who cares?
Wow! I'm not wearing any trousers! Huzzah!
Thank you very much for listening to Callan's Kicks Best of Brexit Volume 2 podcast special. Please subscribe to the Callan's Kicks podcast, which will return on October 4th, 2019 for Series 14, right in time for my budget week. Now, I only have a certain amount of money, so Budget 2020 will be an itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny, yellow polka dot bikini of a budget, just enough to cover our modesty. So until then, toodaloo, kickers!